This is Shepard Smith. You're listening to the Miami Valley's home for Fox News.
And I'm Larry Hanskin, host of Miami Valley's Morning News, where we tell you the three big things you need to know every 15 minutes.
And I'm Jamie Dupree in Washington, D.C. When we're not doing the news, we're talking about the news.
And we're starting right now. Our Ask the Expert weekend continues on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Good afternoon and welcome to Auto Talk. I'm Jan Murphy along with Dave Murphy, and we're the owners of Murphy's Auto Care in Beaver Creek. Dave's an ASC Master Certified Technician for over 35 years, and Murphy's serves all makes and models of cars. We specialize in Honda, Toyota, and you can reach us at murphysautocare.com. Schedule an appointment. Today's a very quick show, so stick with us and call us now at 457-1290. We want to get you on and get right to you today. So we've got lines open, 457-1290.
That's right.
Good afternoon, Dave.
Good afternoon, Jan.
Happy Saturday.
It is an amazing Saturday, a beautiful one out there, and we want to welcome everyone to the show. We appreciate you being there, listening to us on such a beautiful day, but we really do want to talk to you. So like Jan said, we do have a very short show today. UD's playing ball again, so please give us a call at 457-1290. We'd love to talk to you about your vehicles, your cars, whether you're thinking about replacing it. Perhaps we are going to discuss that a little bit in more depth, hopefully if we get the time today. But so our show, just in case you're just tuning in to us, is always about keeping your vehicle, your family vehicle, safe, dependable, and saving you money while we do that. So, you know, that's what we're focused on, and generally generates a lot of questions with people. So we're happy to talk to you about that, but we want to make certain that our listeners and everybody in the Miami Valley has got a safe vehicle, it's dependable, and it's not costing them a lot of money.
And we talk about everything automotive. I mean, there's all kinds of interesting facts out there and interesting information. We're always learning every day, and if we can help you learn too or help you on your way with your vehicle, please give us a call. 457-1290 is the number to call today.
That'd be great. So some of the things we want to talk about here as we go through, we mentioned last week we do have a fundraiser going at our business all month of October, which is National Breast Cancer Awareness. The fundraiser is called Breaks for Breasts. Jan and I have talked about it throughout the year, but this is really a very big deal, and I want to say thanks to everyone who has partaken so far. We're 1 week into it. We've had a tremendous response to it, because the crux of this is that our company is donating 10% of all of the break proceeds or all of the break revenues we generate during the month of October to the Cleveland Clinic Breast Cancer Vaccine Foundation. And what you get as a motorist is we're going to install brake pads free, good, high-quality brake products, brake pads on your vehicle, whether it's front or rear or front and rear. You will not be charged for those. We certainly will be doing, you know, charging for the labor and the other ancillary components that we need for that, but it's a huge savings. So October is the best time to get in and have us put brakes on your vehicle or check it.
And again, like Dave said, 10% of that brake job goes directly to the Dr. Vincent Tuohy and Cleveland Clinic Breast Cancer Vaccine Research Fund. So it helps put the brakes on cancer, on breast cancer. And I know breast cancer touches all of us, distant or far.
Very close.
We know many people personally. I lost my mom earlier this spring of breast cancer as well. And so this is really near and dear to my heart. Dave and I have participated in it for a few years now. And last year, we had 174 independent automotive repair shops in 32 different states raise over $140,000. I mean, this started out with just five shops in Ohio that raised $10,000.
Right.
So this is wonderful. It's something that we really want to participate in and help, you know, help stop cancer. So
The research is very necessary, and we're, you know, this is becoming very, it's been 14 years in research. We're now this year moving into bedside trials with this, so this is important. This is something that we'll get out to the public hopefully soon. But we do have some calls. I'm going to go right now. Let's talk to David. David in Beaver Creek, how are you?
Oh, hey, am I online?
You are online. You're live. You're talking to everybody.
Oh,
right,
hey,
now.
I didn't realize that. I thought I was listening to a recording there.
We're live today.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, my name is David. I have a lawn service. I do mowing and mulching. And I have two trucks. I have a Ford Expedition 1998.
Okay.
And with a Triton engine. And I started up a couple weeks ago, and I heard this loud boom, pop, 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 popping sound.
Okay.
And as I did some YouTube research, apparently they're notorious for blowing a coil.
They are. That's correct. Over on the right,
okay.
On the right bank, usually they will do that. So
it was on the right side. If I was facing the truck, it was like the third one back.
Okay.
And I couldn't seem to see what was in there. And I bought one of those little, like, stethoscopes from Harbor Freight. Then I looked in there. I thought I saw a plug.
Yeah.
And I looked in there again. I saw the reflection of my camera.
Okay.
And so some people are saying you have to drill that out.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. You've come across a rather interesting, I'll call it, expedition in automotive repair. Yeah, it has probably blown the spark plug out of the cylinder or out of the
okay.
top of the, out of the chamber. And it just depends on what's there. Typically, the inner or the outer jacket of the spark plug is probably left, and the inside section of it is what popped out. Did it push the coil up off of it, off of where it's mount, or did it break anything?
Yeah, the coil was kind of busted off of there.
Yeah, yeah. So here's what you're up against. It's I don't know, how many miles are on the Expedition?
Oh, about 240.
Okay, great. Well, it's probably never had spark plugs replaced in it, and they're obviously way past their service life, or else it did have them and they weren't properly installed. But now that one has to be replaced. We would recommend all of the other spark plugs be replaced, and the coils should be tested as well if they're original. I would just replace them because you got to take them off and they're going to fail just literally
okay.
from being moved around. But yeah, that's it can be a challenge, and I can tell you that we have in our shop spent as much as 8 hours getting the spark plugs out of those things. So it's a great question, but I am going to have to move on here. If you need some help with that, stop by the shop or give us a call this week since you're in Beaver Creek.
Okay.
Be happy to. And David, enjoy this beautiful day. Thanks for taking care of all the ground out there. See ya.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye. Yeah, good call. Wow, that's a common experience all the time. So we're going to run right out here real quick, and we're going to talk to Jack up in Tip City. How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
Excellent. Excellent. What's going on?
I've got a 2007 Toyota Matrix. I've noticed, like, when I'm on the highway, I'm getting off of the highway. And even under moderate braking, I'm getting a lot of gentle wobble and some shaking until I drop below about 55.
Okay.
It seems like it's coming from the left front driver's side.
Sounds like it, but it's shaking the steering wheel as you're applying the brakes?
Yeah.
Right, gotcha, okay. Are you noticing it all at low speeds?
No, when I'm getting off the highway, once it drops below about 50, 55, it seems to be going away, but I only really notice it getting off the highway.
Right. That's very, very common. What you're going to run into here is, first of all, the vehicle needs to have a thorough brake inspection and have the rotors measured for run out. Okay. There may be other causes that are compounding it. It could go as deep as possibly a wheel bearing that has excessive play in it that's just being aggravated by applying the brakes. Could be a steering component, like a tie rod end or a steering rack issue as well. But it may only be the brake rotors. So if you haven't had a brake inspection done recently, I recommend you get it in. It's a good time of year, of course, get that done before we get into bad weather. But that will rectify the problem. So I would doubt that it would be anything outside the realm of that. Do you have a place to take it up there in that area, Jack?
I usually go to Airport Toyota because it's the closest place.
Yeah, get in and have them check it. But I think if you talk to one of their service writers and to get them to go for a ride with you and you can duplicate it, which it sounds like you can, I don't think it's going to be too big of a deal.
Okay.
Great question. Enjoy this beautiful day, Jack. Thanks for your call. We appreciate it. All righty.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye.
Uh-huh. Awesome. Two awesome questions. All right. Hey, we've got lines open, 457-1290, but I'm going to go out to Tom in Beaver Creek. Two folks from Beaver Creek. How are you today, Tom?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Dave?
We're awesome. Glad to hear from you. How can we help you?
Hey, got a question about changing your oil. Interested in knowing whether you'd recommend regular or synthetic. And before I really get into the throes of this, I'm interested to know, what do you do with your personal cars? How often do you change it, and what kind of oil do you use?
That's an awesome question. You're putting me on the spot, aren't you? But hey, I'm going to go right by it's awesome. You want to know my belief system, and I'm good with that.
Yes.
Our personal vehicles, first of all, we have a Lexus. We use synthetic oil in it. It holds 7 quarts of oil, and we change the the oil in it between 3,000 and 4,000 miles. So it'll allow us to go to 10,000 miles, but we just won't do it.
And I drive it every day. That's and right. if it goes past that mileage, I am reprimanded.
That's correct. So you know,
makes sense.
Yeah, we're in the business, but my recommendation is synthetic oil. Still change it by 5,000 miles. Her car is a gasoline direct injection equipped vehicle, which we call it a GDI. You've probably heard us talk about it. So yeah. With what we're seeing occur now, and these vehicles have been on the road almost 6 years. It just doesn't make sense to, even with synthetic oil, to let it go that 8,000-10,000-mile range. Even 7,500 miles, we're believing, is too long. 5,000 miles maximum, because we're dealing with microports for the oil passages, and it doesn't take very much at all for it to start plugging it up. And then you have other problems.
And our 2005 Suburban?
2005 Suburban, we also run a synthetic blend oil in that, but we change that every 3,000 miles.
Religious.
Okay, well, here's what prompted the question. I have a mechanic I know. He's a backyard mechanic, but pretty good. And he was telling me he changes his oil, and I know you're probably going to say this is overkill, and he gave me a reason for doing it. He changes it every 1,000 miles and uses regular oil, not synthetic, because he feels synthetic is a little too thin.
Okay. I believe he believes that. I really do. And, you know, that was kind of the thinking for many, many years with folks. I have seen synthetic oil actually leak from engines that, this may sound silly, that standard oil did not, typical oil did not, but only once or twice. If it's leaking, it's got bad seals, typically. It should hold any oil. So
okay.
It's certainly not going to hurt anything, but I think it's a waste of money, in my personal opinion. Oil filter technology and oil additive packages are good to 5,000 miles. Of course, all the manufacturers say they're good to far in excess of that. We're not seeing that happen, because when people go 10,000 miles or 8,000 miles and they do that 7 or 8 times, now they have a major repair for their engine. And that's
his whole point in changing it so often, is he says you'll avoid the major repairs, you'll consistently keep clean oil in your engine, and you could easily go much more in terms of mileage of the car if you do it that, even though you're putting more money on the front end of, because you're changing the oil so often, but you win on the end because you get a lot of miles out of your car that
right.
you wouldn't normally get. Is
yeah.
that an accurate statement?
Yes, I believe that is correct, and I would say that is certainly viable. We use BG products, you know, in our business.
Right.
They give all of our oil services that we perform added protection. We know it's in addition to the oil package, protection package that, you know, we're putting in the vehicle. But I have to say, I can't disagree with him. Certainly, if you wanted to change the oil every 1,000 miles, you're going to get a lot of stuff out of there. I'll tell you one downside to that would be, and we've seen this a lot, is the oil drain plug area, the threads in the oil pan will probably wear out, and you may have to put an oil pan in the car. Because,
good point.
And we see it all the time. We're putting oil pans on cars regularly, which, you know, when I started in business 30 some years ago, almost 40, we didn't see that. But cars also got traded off by the time they were at 60,000 miles. Yeah, so, you know, they were moving down the line and getting scrapped. So,
real quick, Dave, do you add an additive to your oil every time you change it?
Yes, we do. I'll tell you what, I got to put you on hold. I'm going to run to a break,
sure.
But I'll be right back, Tom. We'll finish this up. Thanks.
Okay, great.
Hey, you're listening to Auto Talk Live with Dave and Jan Murphy from Murphy's Auto Care on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Once your car's engine begins to carbon up, performance goes down. The answer is not just a tune-up, it's a clean-up. Cleaning the fuel and oil system with a BG Performance Oil Service immediately restores compression and power. It works so well, it includes lifetime protection for the engine. The BG Performance Oil Service, available at over 20,000 shops nationwide. Learn more at bgfindashop.com. That's BGFindAShop.com.
BG. Could you retire sooner than you think and with greater financial security? Hello, I'm David Gaylor, president of Tradewinds Financial Group. I'm also the author of Income Allocation. You will learn strategies to create a dependable, sustainable, and predictable income stream for your retirement. You'll also learn critical information about the two risks you must manage for a successful retirement. Learn more about these strategies and give Tradewinds Financial Group a call. 800-385-0437. That's 800-385-0437.
Did you ever wonder how your car feels after an accident?
Oh, my aching fenders.
Does it have a vision problem?
My right headlight is broken.
And maybe it has a pain in its side.
My driver's door has a really big dent.
Your car and your wallet both need Waltz Auto Parts. Waltz carries thousands of parts for vehicles from 97 to 2012. You'll find engines, transmissions, and auto body parts, as well as new and used glass and mirrors. Most parts come from low mileage vehicles, and all parts come with the peace of mind of Waltz warranty. All this from a company that's been family owned and building trust with customers since 1936. You'll save up to 70% compared to new parts prices.
70%? Wow! You'll be able to afford some hot new fuzzy dice to hang from my rearview mirror.
Right. Waltz Auto Parts, 1.5 miles south of I-70 on Route 68. Just take exit 52A and go towards Xenia. Open Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Check out their inventory of parts at www.waltzauto.com.
Can't make it to Munich? Then get to Milano's Oktoberfest, now through October 31st. Come enjoy our German-inspired specials, from schnitzels to pretzels. We've got an Oktoberfest menu with variety and old country tradition. Lunch, dinner, or during the game, wash it all down with a mug of German beer, or choose one of your favorite craft brews on tap. The best of Oktoberfest is happening now at Milano's, in Beaver Creek, Dayton, Miami Township, and Westchester.
Best service, best products. Do it best.
Fall means it's time to rake leaves and clean out the gutters. Hi, this is Bud Zuff for North Dixie Do It Best Hardware. Come see us today. We have the rakes, tarps, blowers, and yard waste bags you need to get the job done in no time. And remember, fall is a great time to reseed and fertilize your lawn. We are stocked with every type of Scotts brand products to make your lawn healthy again. Come to North Dixie Do It Best Hardware.
How many years has it been since you replaced your lock sets? Are they worn? And is safety an issue? Replace them with a name you can trust. Quickset, the Tylo entry lock set for keyed exterior doors. The classic design of the Tylo is at home in any decor. Its style lends to a graceful finish to any door. For extra security, add a Quickset single cylinder deadbolt. Quickset, at your neighborhood Do It Best store, like
North Dixie Hardware, 9125 North Dixie Drive in North Dayton.
What is brupper? Duh, it's breakfast for supper, and it's happening right now at Frisch's Big Boy, Wednesdays from 4 to 9 p.m. Brupper is the breakfast bar dream of never-ending pancakes, Frisch's spicy spuds, and thick-cut bacon for dinner. Oh, yeah. Brupper is an appetizer of fresh fruit and cereal, followed by a dessert of biscuits and gravy? Come on. Brupper is happiness for the whole crew, every Wednesday at Frisch's Big Boy. This is brupper.
Being your own boss is pretty cool. You can give yourself the day off, offer yourself a raise, and do whatever you want. On the other hand, you also work 18-hour days, occasionally take a pay cut to help your bottom line, and never quite stop thinking about every little detail. So at Fifth Third Bank, we were wondering, could we reward business owners in a whole new way? And we found one we think you'll like. Now when you open a business checking account with qualifying activities, you'll get $400. It's just our way of showing appreciation for all your efforts. From the bank that's working hard to find ways to help your business succeed. Stop into your local Fifth Third Banking Center and open your business checking account today to get your $400 bonus. Does your bank find ways to help your business succeed? If not, maybe it's time to switch. Fifth Third Bank. Visit 53.com/400 for details on qualifying activity requirements, which must be met within 60 days of account opening. New business checking account must be opened with a $50 minimum deposit between 10-3 and 11-18-16, member FDIC.
Join me, Deborah Gross, for the Dayton Defense Educational Foundation STEM Charity Gala on October 22nd at the Dayton Racquet Club, where we will will be presenting Dr. Vincent Russo with our Lifetime Achievement Award. We are an all-volunteer charitable organization. Proceeds of the event provide scholarships to local students studying science, technology, engineering, math, and medicine at Wright State and Sinclair. Don't miss this exciting and important event. You must sign up to attend, and sponsorships are available at DaytonDefense.org.
Windy and cool today, mostly sunny skies and highs in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Carrie Ann Merritt on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 News 95.7, WHIO.
The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group Ohio. Now, back to Auto Talk on AM 1290 and News 95.7, WHIO.
Thanks for sticking with us today. You're listening to Auto Talk, Ask the Expert Weekend with Dave and Jan Murphy at Murphy's Auto Care. We have a quick show today. We want to get to a couple things, but most importantly, I did want to thank the sponsors. They keep us rolling, and we use their products every day. We've got BG Automotive Products, as we mentioned. They have also extended warranties, so BG Automotive Products.
It comes right along with the service, by the way.
That's right.
There's no additional
charge
for that.
And also KOI Auto Parts. We have quality auto parts that help us stand behind our three-year, 36,000-mile warranty. Also, California Custom Sounds. They have three locations, one in Beaver Creek right down the shop from us, and also West Carrollton and North Dixie Drive. So we do thank them for their sponsorship, and we want to mention them and let you know how great they are. So, Dave, real quick, I want to thank you today for the Breaks for Breasts. We've got the October.
Thank you.
We've got the October fundraiser going on during the whole month. You can give us a call at 426-AUTO. We're open at 7:30 every morning for your convenience. And then also email Dave at murphysautocare.com. And if we didn't get to you today, we still have some calls on the line. I don't know how much we'll be able to take, but you can always email Dave at murphysautocare.com, and he will answer your questions.
I will happily send you an answer and anytime, pretty much. So we appreciate that. Yeah, absolutely. Mention also how to get a hold of information about Breaks for Breasts to find out about the whole fundraiser.
Well, just go to our website. It's all on there. So murphysautocare.com, you can click on the link and get all the information for the Breaks for Breasts program. And 100% of the proceeds go directly towards that research.
Absolutely. That's right. So go to murphysautocare.com for any info you want anyways about any kind of automotive information. We're there to feed you that. But also for the month of October, the whole website's turned pink. You'll know you're on the right website. Just click on the link to Breaks for Breasts, and I think you'll find it very interesting reading to see what this program is doing, and we are thrilled to be a big part of it. So I'm going to run back to Tom real quick. Tom, thanks for holding. I really appreciate your questions. We are going to say thanks, and we're going to have to let you go. All righty?
All right.
Hey, thanks
a lot.
But I just want to mention to you, if you have any more conversation you want to carry on with that, just stop in the shop and talk to us. We'd be happy to carry that on. But thank you. And going to say have a great weekend. We appreciate it.
All right.
Sounds
good.
Bye-bye. All right. Great. So we're going to go very quickly. We're going to go out to John. John, how you doing in West Milton?
Yeah. I was just wondering, my Honda 2004 revs up to 2,500 and then cuts off.
Okay. Hey, John, I'll tell you what.
In every gear.
I'm going to have to do this and cut you off. I apologize. Just stay on. I'll put you on hold. I'm going to answer the phone after we go here. We have got to go and wrap the show up. Unfortunately, it's a short one. But we're going to put you on hold, so stick with us. All right, great. Jan, you want to close us up here?
Yep, just give us a call this week. Murphy's Auto Care, 426-AUTO. We can get that brake job scheduled or anything else that you need. We're open at 7:30 every day. You can call Dave or get a hold of him, Dave at murphysautocare.com, and you have a great Saturday.
Enjoy this beautiful weekend. Thanks so much for listening to us today. Take care.